Hare Krishna, everybody welcome. Srimad Bhagavatam class this morning, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text 44. And the right text is on the board. Om Namo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atha Niryaya Salila. Prachetasa Udanvata. Vikshakupyam Drumaschannam. Gam gam roddhumi vachritai. Atha, thereafter. Niryaya, after coming out. Salila, from the water. Prachetasa, all the prachetas. Udanvata, of the sea. Viksha, having observed. Akupyam, became very angry. Drumai, by trees. Channam, covered. Gam, the world. Gam, the heavenly planets. Roddhum, to obstruct. Eva, as if. Uchritai, very tall. Translation. Thereafter, all the prachetas emerged from the waters of the sea. They then saw that all the trees on land had grown very tall, as if to obstruct the path to the heavenly planets. These trees had covered the entire surface of the world. At this time, the prachetas became very angry. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. King Prachina Barishad left his kingdom before his sons arrived after their execution of penance and austerity. The sons, the Prachetas, were ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come out of the water and go to the kingdom of their father in order to take care of that kingdom. However, when they came out, they saw that everything had been neglected due to the king's absence. They first observed that food grains were not being produced and that there were no agricultural activities. Indeed, the surface of the world was practically covered by very tall trees. It seemed as though the trees were determined to stop people from going into outer space to reach the heavenly kingdoms. The Prachetas became very angry when they saw the surface of the globe covered in this way. They desire that the land be cleared for crops. It's not a fact that jungles and trees attract clouds and rain, because we find rainfall over the sea. Human beings can inhabit any place on the surface of the earth by clearing jungles and converting land for agricultural purposes. People can keep cows, and all economic problems can be solved in that way. One need only work to produce grains and take care of the cows. The wood found in the jungles may be used for constructing cottages. In this way, the economic problem of humanity can be solved. At the present moment, there are many vacant lands throughout the world, and if they are properly utilized, there will be no scarcity of food. As far as rain is concerned, it is the performance of yajna that attracts rain. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.14, Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhava yajnad bhavati parjanya yajna karma samudbhava. All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, sacrifice, and yajna is born of prescribed duties. By performing sacrifice, man will have sufficient rainfall and crops. once more the translation. Thereafter, all the Prachetas emerged from the waters of the sea. They then saw that all the trees on land had grown very tall, as if to obstruct the path to the heavenly planets. These trees had covered the entire surface of the world. At this time, the Prachetas became very angry. So, there are many interesting topics that we can derive to discuss from the purport and also from the translation, of course. And but I would like to talk about two topics. First is the amazing of events. The Prachetas were doing penance underwater. And the second is the yajna, the sacrifice aspect. So, yeah. Paulruf, how long are you involved with ISKCON? 10 years. So we accept that the Prachetas were having, you know, doing tapasya, meditation underwater. You accept that? Would you have accepted that 12 years ago if someone would have said that to you? I wouldn't think so too. Mataji's. You, Mataji. Before you came to ISKCON, would you accept that people can stay underwater and do penance for so many years, not just, you know, a few seconds or a few minutes, but so many years? Would you accept that? Yes. There are so many examples in the scriptures that we read daily that are actually very amazing. Do you have another example of any amazing thing that you have read or heard since you are in ISKCON? Where you read that? Or? Okay. Any other examples? Santusha, you were mentioning Dhruv Maharaj. What is so special about Dhruv Maharaj? What is so amazing? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there are many children in the forest. Yes, that's true. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, complete hill, not like a small rock or, you know, something we made here to you know, copy Govardhan, but it's like a huge thing, and it was even huger than we have seen, you know, now. What are other amazing things, Prabhu? Hmm? You see the whole creation? Prabhu? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, wow. Hare Krishna. And we believe that, you know. Prabhu, Adam Prabhu, you have some amazing event that might have caught your mind. Happening. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
5 days, very good weather. Yes, okay. Yes. Yes.
Personal relations. Also with God. He says good weather is bad before. And he did something personally. And we see his hand. This very symbolic day. And I said like that. I said, I am a good customer, I think. And I never asked something in my whole life. I just prayed in the Papa.
Yeah, but still, if I hear that the Mahabharata Gandhari has 100 sons and came from one lump of flesh, you know, today is Bhishma's appearance day. You know, Bhishma itself, you know, was produced by Ganga Devi, you know, the Lord, well, Lord, the goddess of the Ganga. And Vena's arm was churned, and then King Prithu appeared. Have you ever? Vena's arm. King Prithu appeared. You know, Draupadi marrying 5 husbands, and everybody was okay with that. Even God was okay with that. Arjun traveling to heavenly planets. Tapasya underwater of Vishwamitra. Not only the Prachetas did that, it was common. Eh? Vishwamitra did that also. And we had Parshuram killing all the Kshatriyas 100 times. Oh, 21 times, sorry. It was a bit too much. Lord Ram had an army of monkeys that were very capable to battle someone with 10 heads. Stone bridge. Yeah. Brahma had 4 heads, and we know that there are described that Brahma, there are other Brahmas with much more heads. Daksha had a head of a goat, and he was fully okay with that. Durvasa Muni was chased by Sudarshan Chakra, not on earth, but throughout the whole universe. And he could easily go to, you know, Shiva and Brahma and Vishnu and the wives of Lord Krishna. Kardama Muni had an airplane, it is described in Canto 3, as big as a whole city. That means with trees and everything. And it was floating and had no problem with navigating or, you know, it was common that there were other planes around like that. So, what is happening to us? Are we converted now into believing fairy tales, stories. If we tell these things if we preach and we tell, yes, but, you know, Krishna was dancing on the head of Kaliya, and, you know, that was common. Everybody accepted it. You know, they would shoot one arrow and there would be rainfall, or another arrow and there is total fire. Even in modern time, it happened, like Paul is mentioning. But, you know, just one old man from India, he went in the middle of the jungle of U.S., and the jungle meaning the drug-addicted hippies, and he turned them into lifelong sages. What is that, you know? How can you believe such a thing? But it happened. You know, so does it mean that we have been chanting since we have been in ISKCON, we are eating prasadam, that we are become so gullible that we can believe anything, you know? Is it that? I don't know. I thought I had some intelligence. I have done master's or a bachelor degree. I have. So there is some intelligence there. Maybe others, of course, you have nice educations. You're capable of making your own decisions. But you still believe in these amazing events, amazing descriptions. And it's, you know, even a few weeks ago, we had a discussion whether the Prachitas, Prachinabharisha, the king, he had 10,000 of sons or just 10 sons. And everybody was, okay, whatever, he has 10,000 sons, I believe it. Huh? We all believe. He didn't have any problem with, you know, someone having 10,000 of sons. But then we found out he had only 10 sons, so okay, what's the big deal there? That we can, you know, imagine that it can happen. So what we are having now, instead of Atma Yoga, we're having kind of a brain yoga here. Intelligence, our intelligence. But is it really our intelligence or is it just sentiment? I know many of you know the story of the cobbler and the Brahmin. Who doesn't know? You don't know? Okay. So, that's nice because I wanted to tell it. So this, even Narad is also an amazing thing. Eh? So Narad, he can travel throughout space anywhere. He doesn't need visa, he doesn't need to, you know, go in an airplane, he just goes. And he doesn't go around in the material world, everywhere, also in the spiritual world. So that is also amazing. We have accepted that. So this sage Narad, he went to visit the Supreme Lord Narayan, Krishna, in the supreme spiritual kingdom of Vaikuntha. So I will just read it so that I don't miss details which are necessary. Narad was traveling on the earth at the time for the purpose of spreading the Hare Krishna mantra, and before leaving, he met a Brahmin on the road. The Brahmin learned that Narad was going to see Lord Narayan, so he requested Narad to find out about his spiritual status. So please, Naradji, please tell me, please ask Lord Narayan, how long I still have to live, how many more births would he have to undergo before he would be liberated from material existence? So Narad agreed to inquire about the Brahmin's position. Further on, as he went, he was hailed by a cobbler who was tending his craft while sitting under a large tree by the roadside. The cobbler paid his respects to Narad and asked the great sage to please find out how many births he would have to spend in the miseries of repeated birth and death before he would attain final liberation. So nothing wrong with these two questions. both asked the same question, and you know, they are all concerned. In the Vaikuntha planet, in the presence of the Supreme Lord, Narada reported his missionary activities to Narayana and received all the necessary information for carrying on his loving devotional service. He then inquired about the two conditioned souls he had met on the earth planet. When the Lord was asked about the Brahman, he said, "Oh, he will have to spend many, many more lifetimes before this liberation." Narada noted the reply and then asked about the cobbler. On hearing mention of that cobbler, the Lord smiled. "Please tell him that he will be liberated in this very lifetime." Then Narayan added, "And when you tell them, if they ask what I was doing, please tell them I was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle." When Narada approached Brahman on the earth planet, the Brahman inquired what the Lord had said. Narada told him, and the Brahman became morosely silent. Yeah, he found out that he had still many more years to go, and many more lives also. So this Brahman was a very rigid practitioner of the scriptural regulations. He took 3 baths a day. He never failed to perform the proper duties, rituals. So he was surprised to hear that he had a long way before being liberated. He accepted. He then asked what the Lord was doing. So when Narada told him that Lord Narayan was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle, the Brahmin became outraged with disbelief. "What? Go away. You haven't been to see Narayan. This is just some nonsense you are concocting." And the Brahmin turned away from Narada, and Narada next approached the cobbler. On seeing Narada Muni, the man jumped up from his place under the tree and ran to the devotee sage. "You have just seen the Lord, so please tell me when I am to be liberated." Narada was pleased to tell the cobbler that he would be liberated in this very lifetime. The cobbler turned ecstatic and began jumping for joy. Very soon he would be with the Lord. He then asked Narada what Lord Narayan was doing. Narada replied, "The Lord was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle." The cobbler became still more ecstatic. "Ah, how great my Lord is!" he exclaimed. Narada asked him further, "How is it you have such faith that you can believe the Lord was doing such an impossible task?" And the answer of the cobbler is actually informing us, if we are sentimentalist, you know, okay, Krishna, you can do everything, you know, based on sentiment, love, or thinking, you know, like everybody else, we are thinking, okay, he must be great. Or if we have also our intelligence there, you know, if we have intelligently understood that the Lord is great. So what did the cobbler answer? The cobbler answered unflinchingly, "Impossible?" The Lord was not doing an impossible thing in his eyes and in his understanding. "Just see this large, spacious tree we are sitting under. Do you know that such a big spreading tree came out of a seed no bigger than a pin? So if the Lord can put such a big tree into a tiny seed, why can't he thread one elephant through a needle's eye?" So he was not a sentimentalist. Neither are we. That's a relief, because we understood. So the purport of this is very clear. The cobbler had more than a blind faith in God. He had understanding that God means Param Brahma, the greatest. And the greatest means that he can do anything. And he shows in these, you know, examples that we have heard before, that because the Lord can do anything, his devotees, because they have deserved the mercy of the Lord, can do also things that are, you know, we cannot imagine with the brain we have now after so many years of condition, education, environment, you know, association. So it's not that, you know, we are not that simplistic. Let me see what time it is. It's actually already time. Because I wanted to also just shortly, briefly mention sacrifice. Now, what is sacrifice? Because in the last sentence, Prabhupada said in his purport, by performing sacrifice, man will have sufficient rainfall and crops. And if you look at the meaning, the meaning of sacrifice in the dictionary, it means the act of losing or surrendering something as a penalty for a mistake or fault or failure to perform. Endure the loss of, you know, like he gave his life for his children. I gave 2 sons to the war, so that is also the meaning of sacrifice. You know, to kill or destroy something, like the animals were sacrificed after an experiment, or the general had to sacrifice several soldiers or something. You know, that is also the meaning of sacrifice. And so it goes on, sacrifice. But actually sacrifice, in the old English and old French dictionary, it means to make sacred. From Latin, it is connected to sacrificium. And facer, fais, is to make. So it is commonly known as the practice of offering food objects or valuables to the gods as an act of, you know, atoning sin. So sacrifice, we have heard that also yesterday from Nimai, is to connect whatever we do to the Lord. It's making it sacred. So that is sacrifice. Usually when we hear sacrifice, then it's like, oh, I have to enjoy less, because, you know, yesterday we sacrificed our enjoyment for prasadam because we had fasted for Lord Advaita's appearance day. But sacrifice makes the time and the effort we sacrifice to the Lord. We make it sacred. So this is what I have still some more, but I will keep it like this because time is going on. So this is the 2 messages that I wanted to share from this text. Are there questions, comments, or, you know, some mistakes that I... Yes, like Paul is mentioning, we are very much into what we see and what we accept. And what the Bhagavatam has done with this, and the chanting and the association of devotees, is that we have stretched our intelligence. We have accepted intelligently by using our brains, by thinking about it, and have seen that really these things can happen. It is true. It is not a fantastic thing or imaginary fairy tale from some, you know, sage Vyasadeva who was, you know, in the woods for so many years. And no, it is true. We have accepted that, and we, you know, we are firmly believing, and we can even prove it with other examples that these things are true, and that it can happen, and sometimes it is already happening. With even in the situations we are. Yes. Very good. The sun is never late. The sun is always there, you know, even before we were here. Even the fact that we are here, the way we have been formed, is also the magic of nature, the magic of God. So, yes, yeah, yeah. That's true. It's very narrow-minded. So we have to broaden our mind. And this was really, you know, because I myself, I know that when Madhu Gopal was reading his text a few weeks before, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before, and he was mentioning about, you know, of course, the Prachetas on the water, meditating and so on, having a whole discussion with Vishnu. And then when they came out of the water, they were so angry about the trees. And I myself asked that question, why are they angry about the trees? You know, what's the problem with them? You know, because they are so enlightened sages and they're angry about trees. And of course, I've read this and so amazingly that by Krishna's arrangement, I have to present the answer. And it was a hard time for me to, you know, accepting the answer yesterday when I was preparing. And then I was thinking, okay, this is Krishna's way to show me, to teach me, that we have to stretch our brains, stretch our intelligence, look at things. And also, we mentioned about, you know, the scriptures, that the scriptures are never wrong. It's just our stretch has not yet been there to manifest, to accept, you know. So, I would say continue with the brain yoga. And yes, keep on chanting, because the chanting is very, very strong medium to do the brain yoga. Yes, Prabhu? Okay, Kalpa Vriksha? Oh, Parijata Tree.
But they can't clone it, they can't
Yeah, very good, very interesting. So this is the association of devotees. Huh? Otherwise, why would we care about Parijata? But this is the association of devotees, that we think of things, that we are forced to think of things that we are not, you know, that we would not waste some time, our time. So this is, thank you very much for this. It's the same situation for me in the problem. Yes, that is really the purpose of this class also is to bring the amazing things, the amazing wonders in relation to Krishna, to understand that there is an intelligence behind it. Otherwise, it would be just, like you're saying, coincidence that, you know, that we can float, like travel 10,000 kilometers per hour or whatever. So there is an intelligence behind it. There is an intelligence that makes the sun do whatever he's doing, or in the nature what is happening. And that intelligence makes that our intelligence is challenged or accepts the presence of the other intelligence. Yeah, and that's why they are categorized as, you know, coincidence or like this Big Bang theory, just like, okay, you know, yeah, it's amazing. Okay. Yes. The events, yeah. you.
Now I learned philosophy.
If you accept the philosophy, if you have a hard time accepting the descriptions of the events, the leelas, the pastimes, first accept the philosophy, and then automatically you will get the understanding of the reality of the pastimes. And even nowadays, scientists have proven that there is a bridge, you know, in the case of Ram. So, Rick Prabhu, you had the question. Yeah. Sure. Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's a whole other system. Yeah. Yeah. Because the starting point is totally different. And that is that if you want to apply it in another school, you have to change your starting point. You have to do a mind shift. And that happened with us when we started with philosophy, reading philosophy, associating with devotees. We had a mind shift and our starting point changed from one thing to totally different. And that is the advantage that we got. Very good, very good. Yeah, that is an interesting point. Yes. Yeah. To the lost cases, yeah. 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 Very good. Yeah. It is. It happened. We can see it. We see those people also. And they admit it even, you know, they openly write about it. So yeah, that is the very amazing thing of Sankirtan Yajna. Okay, one last comment and Mataji. I don't know. I cannot recall such an event, but Amazing. Okay. Yeah, so it's not the prasadam. It's not that we have drugs in any of the things that we use. We just have one mantra that make this all happen. So please be invited for the prasadam. Don't hesitate to take it and chant. Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Granta Raj ki jai.